Let me begin by saying thanks. Thanks for choosing to not sit on the sidelines. Thanks for choosing not to be simply a spectator. I am just so excited that you've agreed to be a host home facilitator. Now, I recognize that in some cases, you, the facilitator, may be using your own home, or you may be using the home of another person. You are going to have a great time. You're going to grow. God's going to use you. When you put 8 to 10 people in a living room, these people then care for each other, support each other, take time in scripture around some life-transforming truths, powerful, significant spiritual growth happens. And I hope that will be your story as you host your group. We are breaking down this training into 3 segments of about 6-7 minutes each. Number 1, launching your group. Number 2, the group meeting itself. And 3, your group members. So let's dive in. First, launching your group. Decide what night of the week works best. As the host, you may decide to set the night and time of your first meeting, but then open up the discussion to the group as to what night and time works best for everyone. With people's schedules today, there is no way that you're going to find the perfect time for everyone's schedule. As the host, you need to own the gathering of the people of your group. Pray about this. Seriously, take this before God. See what names He lays on your heart and ask the Lord to give you the opportunity to invite these people. Don't be shy about asking people to be in your group. Of course, the most natural place to start is with friends, neighbors, coworkers, family. But as you begin to invite people, here are some thoughts to keep in mind. This is only an 8-week study. They're not committing themselves for an entire year, just for 2 months. Each group meeting is going to last for about 2 hours. The studies are based on real heart-to-heart topics that affect every person's life. Things like knowing yourself that you may know God, going back to go forward, grieving and loss, journeying through the walls that we hid in life, to name just a few. Along with the Bible study workbook, we will use the Emotionally Healthy Spirituality book and that very unique daily office devotional to help us meet with God twice a day. As you invite people, be sure to follow up with them to remind them of the first meeting. The week prior to your first group meeting, let me encourage you to contact every single person who has either showed interest or is committed to come. Let them know you're excited that they're coming to the study. You want to remind them of the night and the time. Also, as a way to help people follow through, you may want to ask someone to help with refreshments. It could be something as simple as bringing some soft drinks or a bag of cookies. Then trust God that He will bring the right people into your group. You do the inviting, and you let God work on people's hearts. And be excited for whoever God brings. If it's 10 or 12, great. If it's 4 or 5 or 6, that's great also. First, don't worry about impressing people with your house, your apartment, or with the refreshments. If it's too fancy, people may feel a bit uncomfortable and then also feel like they could never host a small group at their house or apartment. Keep things simple. Also, make sure that you have adequate seating for the group. Everyone ought to be in a circle so they can see each other. And once people start to arrive, make them your focus. Don't be so consumed with all the details that you forget to pay attention to the very people God has brought to your group. On the first night, you'll want to give plenty of time to chat and get acquainted. The questions from the workbook should help you in that regard. And also remember, the first evening is, you know, very important relational connection for the group. Do everything you can to help people feel at ease and get to know the others that are in the group. And finally, just because someone missed the first week doesn't mean they can't join the group. After the first week, follow up with anyone who committed to come but didn't. And if God opens the door to invite someone new, go for it. The same applies after week 2 or 3. So let me give you this challenge. When you finish listening to this section of the training, get out a piece of paper and make a list of people that you can invite to your group. Don't just think about people even in your church. Think of all the circles of relationships and acquaintances that you have. Parents of your child's friends or from the soccer team, people at a gym, maybe the person who lives 3 doors down from you or the person in the next cubicle at work. So now take a few moments, start praying and inviting.